I'm Roberta Schultz, and I'm going to read a poem from my chapbook, Outposts on the Border of Longing. The poem is entitled, The Holy Men. Soon the holy men came. My father greeted them in boxer shorts and a sleeveless T-shirt. He'd had his feet propped up on a kitchen chair, the daily racing form opened wide on his lap. They were members of the Committee of 500, concerned citizens to rid the land of gambling. Since he always sat with the front door open to the world, there was nothing to do but let them in. They filed past the knotty pine entry and lined up to face my father. And since our kitchen and living room were all one long open space, there was no time for the rest of us to scramble for the bedrooms. Violet and Roseanne were stranded on the couch, watching cartoons. Mom hovered over the sink, pretending to rewash the breakfast dishes. I straddled the air vent for the furnace, which was set inconveniently in the floor, directly behind Daddy's chair, allowing me no escape to anywhere. The group of four men wore wool suit coats, even though it was midsummer. They all had the burr haircuts favored by the no-nonsense crowd, Daddy included. They talked about organized crime and the sins of gambling. They talked about church. Where did we go? Grants Lick Baptist, I made sure they heard me, with the Bakers. I nodded my head in the direction of Baker's Hill. They didn't look that pleased. One of them said that they went to Fair Lane, the church formed when the congregation of Grants Lick could no longer agree on the issue of gambling. They talked some more. My dad nodded his head, rose to his feet to shake their hands, opened the screen door to let them out, and they were gone. Through all this, my dad was in his underwear. Through all this, he never put down his racing form. And afterwards, we went about our Sunday afternoon. For Around Cincinnati, I am Roberta Schultz.